Coming up on 512 at Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL, I'm Will Stevenson, live at Discovery Depot, where the second floor just opened up a couple of hours ago after, again, as I mentioned, a lot of years of planning and fundraising and construction and all kinds of stuff like that. And Denise Bradburn, Executive Director of Discovery Depot, helped make it all happen. Now, you've got to be breathing a bit of a sigh of relief, Denise.
I am. I haven't had that moment yet where I go, wow, it's over. We've done it. But, yes, it's nice to finally see kids up here enjoying that space. And if you can hear it in the background, they are excited and very busy and engaged.
A very nice space indeed. So kind of take me back to the beginning here. You said earlier this has been about, what, 4 years or so in the making?
It has. I would say back in 2015 was about the time. We opened the first floor at the end of 2013. So 2014 was the first year of those new exhibits downstairs, and we were crowded. And so the board then engaged in meetings and design plans and construction costs and what it would take to get into this second floor space, which an immense amount of work was done prior to even the exhibits coming in to make it a space that we could utilize.
Was it one of those things where it was maybe sort of always in the plans to expand at some point, but was there just sort of a, I guess, a trigger point that made it happen? You mentioned all kind of getting almost to be where there was no room at the end downstairs, right?
Right, absolutely. The founders that purchased this building, and we've had several of them here in the last couple of days, they said it was always part of the plan that someday they would get on the second floor of the Discovery Depot Children's Museum. And we did have quite a few challenges.
Yeah, talk to me about some of those. I mean, for one, this building's been around for a long time, obviously, but I imagine, well, and maybe I'll ask the project manager about that here in a second.
Yes,
but,
I'll defer to him. He was in charge of the architects and the, mechanical stuff is not one of my skill sets as executive director, but he actually jumped in as a board member and a committee member and chaired that, so he could speak better to those kinds of questions than I can, but I'm happy to just say that we are so excited to be able to open this second floor, and it really makes us a competitive museum in the children's museum world. The ones that are our closest neighbors, we're very competitive with them, and this has given us a little bit of an extra boost in that to draw more people to the area.
Competitive, yes, but if you do it right, you can go from one to the other, and that's
absolutely
a pretty seamless process, though, right?
Absolutely, you can. And one of our favorite partnerships is with DuPage County Museum.
Yeah.
They're on the Amtrak line in Naperville, just like we are, so they are one of the ones that we enjoy engaging people from Naperville to come down, and we'll send some people up the Amtrak to Galesburg, and that's a win-win, and it's a win for Amtrak as well.
Any idea of how much your visitorship here is perhaps based on the fact that you have a train station conveniently located across the street?
It is a big factor. We offer a 20% discount at the front desk if you rode the Amtrak into Galesburg.
Great.
And so we know that a lot of people are doing that, and we track those numbers. So
very good. So let's kind of take a minute or two to kind of talk about what folks will see here on the second floor when they come up.
Absolutely. Well, let me just say our first floor is a quieter, cozy, quaint space, which is very homey, and people like the appeal of that. Our second floor is the opposite. It is a physical space. It's a loud, excitable space. And when the kids come up here, they want to run and be active. And I feel like that's the difference between the two floors. Up here, obviously, we have more physical activities. We have the custom-made trail or a train-themed climber that allows them to get all the way to the top and look at the trains coming across our new underpass.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love that.
We moved our air exhibits upstairs, and we made them larger.
That's
because
great.
We have the higher ceilings. And, of course, water. Who doesn't love water?
Yeah.
As I walk through there all day today, the adults are as engaged as the children. So that we know we've got universal appeal with that big water area.
I did a very lousy job explaining at the far end here a really neat thing with a screen and some movement and things like that. Tell me what that is.
Okay, so we have a screen that is incorporated underneath our climber so that we could get the area dark enough for the children to interact with it. It is called Quantum Breeze, and it is a screen that your body becomes the artistic tool.
Wow.
So you are the paintbrush or the pencil, and you can create on that screen with your body.
I got
so
a little
another very physical
I got a little scared the closer I got to the screen till I realized what was happening earlier.
Yes, there you go. I've seen some sword fighting and all kinds of stuff back there with pretend swords, and it's just really neat to see the kids engaged. I think that as I said in our ribbon-cutting ceremony, 23 years to this point, all good community support, great decisions by our board leaders throughout the 23 years, and the past and present, just an amazing story for a small children's museum and not a very big town.
No.
And so that's a message that Galesburg should know and should be proud of. There's a lot of places that wish they could have something like this.
Since you've expanded here into the second floor, what, if anything, has that done really to the first floor other than make a little bit more room down there?
Yes, it's making a little bit more room, but I can tell you that we're also busier on the first floor.
Yeah.
So we did add an exhibit down there. We moved air upstairs, and we extended our agriculture area, because one thing about Discovery Depot, we're reflective of the community that we live in. So if you're downstairs visiting the first floor, you're going to see the new Beyond the Farm exhibit that's down there.
That's great.
We do have an exhibit opening up. We have two more exhibits yet to come in. We have Mr. G's Build Shop that'll be opening up, and that is actually a construction, real hammers, real nails, real workbenches that'll be opening up later, probably in March.
That's fantastic.
And speaking of our project manager, it's named after him. So it's our Gerstenberger build room that is now our Mr. G's build shop.
That's fantastic. So take a minute here and tell me about things you may have coming up here at Discovery Depot, and then I'll turn it over to your project manager here.
Discovery Depot does over 20 programs a month, and the first one off the bat that I've already been asked about is, yes, the last Thursday of every month is Thrifty Thursday, so that's in 2 days, and it's half price to the door.
Fantastic.
Our admission prices did go up to $8. With this new renovation, since you have double the space of exhibits, so on Thursday, you can get in for $4. And then we kick off a whole month of programs in March, including a new one called Hands On, Minds On at the end of March, which is sponsored by Galesburg Community Foundation, and it's a $2 admission. So there's a price point for everybody to be able to get in and enjoy the museum. And so those are the events we have coming up. And, of course, we have a big annual Easter egg hunt and a glow-in-the-dark egg hunt. So those will be coming up a little bit later. Easter falls later this year, but we're excited. Can you imagine hunting glow-in-the-dark eggs on the second floor?
Oh, a lot of room for a lot of eggs, that's for sure.
The kids will be challenged this year.
Very good. Denise Bradburn, Executive Director of Discovery Depot, thank you so much, and congratulations on this expansion.
Thank you,
this is fantastic.
Thank you for being here.
You're very welcome. We're glad to be here. Let me turn that microphone over to the project manager, Steve Gerstenberger, has spent a lot of time and effort making this what it is. Steve, are you breathing a sigh of relief yet now that this is all open?
I sure am. It's been quite a project. We've had great support from the contractors in the area. Primarily used a lot of local contractors, and they were just a joy to work with.
What did it take to turn this second floor into what we see today? As I was mentioning earlier, this is a relatively old building, and I imagine that probably presented, how shall I say, challenges, maybe?
Well, I would say the first thing that we had to get through was the accessibility aspect of it, and we put a new installed a new Kone elevator. We installed a new staircase that leads upstairs to create the second egress. We utilized an existing staircase on the other side of the building to get access to the Chamber Street side.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the primary part of it. And then from there, you move right into the build-out.
And did you run into any problems or anything that you didn't expect as you were going through this?
Well, there's always problems. That's the project this
it wouldn't
magnitude.
Be a construction project without them,
right? That's right. there were some structural issues at first we had to deal with. And believe not, the elevator, you would never know it now, the elevator shaft was built a little bit off from where it was originally supposed to be, which caused a little bit of issues, but we got through it. And that again represents the good contractors that you work with, and we all got together and collaborate and made it work.
I think aside from the fact that there was a lot of time and effort locally raising money for this project, as you said, you used pretty much all local contractors, right?
Yeah, for the most part. There's a couple of that weren't, but I mean, for the most part, they are, yes.
You've got to be pleased, though, get problems aside, with how this has all turned out.
I think, the especially the local contractors. They just had a vested interest in this project, and they really stepped up and made a good effort.
So I guess then what the question then becomes is, Steve, what do you do for an encore after a big project like this one?
Actually, I stand up here with you and enjoy watching the kids play.
There you go. It kind of makes you wish you were a kid yourself, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's been a very enjoyable project.
Absolutely. Steve Gerstenberger, the project manager on this, thank you so much for your time and for all the work you've done as well to make this happen. This is a fantastic end result.
Appreciate it very much.